Good morning. It's Tuesday, the second Tuesday in January of 2014, and I'm off to run a workshop today for a client, and this audiobook is made in the car on my way there as I think about what I'm going to be doing today. Well, the background is that the client is called Party World, and Party World is a company based in Tramore in Ireland, and they have a shop and they have a website, and we change agents branding are developing a new website for them, and we're doing more than that, we're developing their brand with them. And that really does mean going back to basics and working with them on why they exist, who they are, what they offer, and all of the things you'd normally associate with a company and a really strong brand, being clear about all of these aspects of what they're doing, including, you know, what's the higher purpose for which they're doing all this? You know, what's the big why? And today is a workshop, and it's part of a whole series of activities over a long period of time that have brought us to this stage. And it's my first workshop this year. And, you know, a bit like a musician, when you haven't done your practice recently, you wonder, well, will the fingers still remember the notes? I'll use piano. I'm not a musician, I have to say, but I do feel like I'm a musician this morning. I feel as if the whole of me is a musical instrument, and that somehow or other the musical instrument is going to play today. And first of all, the issue is, you know, am I in tune? So am I in tune with the client is fairly obvious. But the other thing I think about is, am I in tune with myself? You know, am I wholly present, attending to what I'm doing, or do I have other things on my mind? So one of my biggest preparations for running workshops or doing any form of presentation is to empty myself of other stuff. Empty myself, yes, of preconceptions, empty myself of assumptions, empty myself so that I am able to be wholly present and attend to whatever is going on in the room. Especially to the mind and emotions and distractions and wishes and hopes of the person with whom I'm running the workshop. And I very much use the word with whom I'm running the workshop rather than for whom I'm running the workshop, because I don't see the point in using the word workshop unless it's with somebody. And if it is a straightforward presentation to, then it's a presentation to. And today is definitely not a presentation to, it's a working with day. So the issue for me is, in the very first place, is this musical instrument in tune? And then there's more than that, of course, going on. But it is, will the notes come out the way that will please the audience, that will excite the audience, that will inspire the audience, that will transport the audience on a journey, or help them to transport themselves on a journey which will be fruitful, positive, obviously. And and when you haven't done it since before Christmas, you kind of wonder, or I kind of wonder, if all that food and drinking and celebration and enjoyment and relaxation will have left me lazy or slovenly or unready. In other words, am I going to be sharp enough, bright enough to do it? The last thing I have to think about is the content, because I know too much content for this for anybody to take in a single day. You know, I know too much. I know too much to try to communicate it. I have too much experience in this area. It's not that I am desperately short of content. The issue is really which content, which buttons can I press which will not overwhelm the people I'm working with, which will not lead them to feeling indigestion, which will not lead them to saying after, you know, an hour, oh, I have enough now, I'd actually like to go home because I can't possibly work with any more ideas. And I'm very conscious, or I'm reminding myself to be conscious of the fact that people have different learning styles, and there will be some people in the room who will want as much new stuff as possible, and they will be, you know, quick to get hold of new ideas and put them in their kit bag and want more and more and more new ideas. And then there are others who will be almost like the opposite of that. They'll feel that, you know, when they have a, let's say, a new idea, they'll want to go away and think about it and reflect on it, and they will be a bit distracted by new things coming along at every, you know, during the day. So pace is pretty important, and that feels to me like as if you're continuously, when you are working with people and you have something you want to communicate, you're pulled between two different ends of the spectrum. The wish of some people to get more stuff, and the wish of some people to get less stuff. And then you have the people who aren't so much interested in new ideas, but what they're really always doing is saying, how practical is this? Can this be put into practice? What difference will this make? And those people want to be really, really clear about the practical applications of any new ideas. They don't get excited by new ideas. They get questioning about new ideas. In other words, they're very pragmatic about things. They really, you know, they're continuously assessing the usefulness of every single bit of stuff that comes up in the workshop. And now I'm reminding myself of a fourth kind of person, or not so much a fourth person, but a fourth kind of aspect of the situation in the people. And it is there are people who say to themselves, well, do I believe him? Do I trust him? What authority does he have for that point of view? What's the research evidence to support the suggestion, for example, that it is a good idea to have a blog? If you've got a new website and you're an e-commerce website, you know, some people will be looking for the evidence that the blog is worth having, and they'll want evidence not in the form of an assertion, and they won't want it from my experience, but they'll want it from other more than anecdotal experience. So these are not this little model of those four types, it wasn't invented by me, by the way, and those of you who know it already will recognize it. It's where two guys called Honey and Mumford a long time ago developed a model of four different learning styles, and it has been, you know, widely used for at least 40 years. It feels like 40 years since I first used it, but it has stood my thinking, at least, and my preparations in good stead ever since then. So I guess I should sort of summarize what I've been saying so far rather than carry on with more and more aspects of getting ready for today. At the moment I'm stuck behind traffic. Everything's moving very slowly into Cork City, and I'm heading for the River Lee Hotel, which is a very good hotel close to the centre of Cork City, which has good facilities. But I haven't ever worked, it's a very long time since I've worked in their rooms there. And there's a bus in front of me that's being very, I could say, cautious or prudent about going down a street. And now we have three cars tucking in behind the bus because nobody will oppose a bus, and hoping to get through. But yes, so the big thing is, will the musical instrument play in harmony and today? Next, can I empty myself of everything except what's in the room in terms of my attention? And thirdly, whatever it was that I was saying a minute ago, I guess about, you know, will I be able to find the particular tools that will push the buttons of the people? And, you know, you have to be able to present stuff, and you have to be able to explain stuff. And in the middle of all that presenting and explaining, emotions are critical. The way the people will feel after this workshop is vital to me. Now, I want them to go away feeling that they have had a great day, had a really, really memorable day. And I want them also to feel, you know, that's obviously delight, but I want them to feel a deep fund of confidence that the day has given them something that they'll be able to work with, or at least given them a feeling of confidence that we're absolutely on the best, most desirable track. So, preparation. I'm curious, very curious about how other people prepare for workshops or going back to work after the holidays. I have been back to work already, but going back to work after the holidays. Doing what Julian would call your best work. It's not a phrase that is peculiar to Julian Summerhayes, but I think of him as I'm saying it, so I'll bring him into the picture. He's a man who helps me to prepare for my day. On rendezvous. So that's it, really. It's work. It's great work. It is great work. I couldn't be going to a better place than I'm going today. With these are exactly the people that I want to be with, starting off the new year. And they're called Party World. And why wouldn't you want to be with people from a company called Party World? We're dedicated to fun and have a very sincere intention of helping other people to have a bit of fun in their life, or more fun in their life. And there's even a hashtag that they've been using this morning on Twitter called Create More Fun, which I very much like. I think that's a really good one for them to be using, and I think it could have legs, if you like. So, as I'm slowly inching my way, or yarding my way, towards the Riverlea Hotel, I want to wish everybody who's been getting back into work since the beginning of whatever break you had, if you did have a break, to wish you the best with your preparations for it, and hope that your instrument is in tune as well. Thank you very much.